Friday in the fifth week of Lent. The first reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. I hear the whispering of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped. Then we shall rebel and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutor will stumble. They will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of hosts, who test the judge, who probe mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them. For to you I have entreated my cause. Sing to the Lord, pray to the Lord, for he hath rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. The Gospel according to John. The Jews pick up rock to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of thee are you trying to stone me? The Jews answered him, we are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God. Jesus answered them, it is not written in the law, I said, you are God. If I call them God to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father hath consecrated and sent into the world blaspheme, because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not perform my Father's work, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Then they try again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true. And many there began to believe in him. Sharing. The topic. God's prophets are persecuted and stoned. Power and authority come from God. When people have power, they should use the bestowed power to judge with justice, to punish the wicked, and to defend the right of the righteous. Many people didn't do so. They thought that they can make people to obey their command, regardless of truth and justice. Today, reading concentrate on the misuse of power to persecute the righteous. In the first reading, the priest Pathur used his power to see, to scourge, to put the prophet Jeremiah in prison, because the prophet accused sin and pronounced punishment for the people of Jerusalem. In the Gospel, the Jews pick up stone to throw at Jesus because they accuse Jesus of blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God. Jesus used scripture to explain and used his miracle to prove that he is consecrated and sent to the world by God. But they were stubborn and refused to believe in him. The first reading. The prophet Jeremiah was persecuted. Third, Jeremiah was persecuted by Pashur, a priest. Be a God prophet. Jeremiah must announce what God commanded him to say to the king of Judah, priests and people of Jerusalem. The priest Pashur, Immer's son, who was chief officer in the house of the Lord, heard Jeremiah prophesying the thing. Then Pashur beat Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stock that were in the upper of Benjamin gate of the house of the Lord. The name Terror on Every Side was given to Pashur by Jeremiah after he was beaten and punished by this priest. Jeremiah prophesied about the fate of Pashur and the whole people that followed. For thus say the Lord, behold, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends. They shall fall by the sword of their enemy while you look on. And I will give all Judah to the hand of the king of Babylon. He shall carry them captive to Babylon and shall slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will give all the wealth of the city, all its gain, all its prized belonging, and all the treasure of the king of Judah into the hand of their enemy, who shall plunder them and seize them and carry them to Babylon. And you, Pashur, and all who dwell in your house shall go into captivity. To Babylon you shall go, and there you shall die, and there you shall be buried, you and all your friends to whom you have been prophesied falsely. Second, Jeremiah found his strength on God. Jeremiah alone must fight against adversaries from his family, priests, and royal leader. He knew that he couldn't fight against them without God's power and strength. So he prayed to God, but the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutor will stumble and they will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of hosts, who tread the earth, who broke mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entreated my cause. The prophet believed that God had power to punish and strength to liberate the righteous, so he prayed, sing to the Lord, praise the Lord. For he had rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. The Gospel. Jesus was stoned by the Jews. Third, the reason of stoning. Jesus asked the Jews the reason of their stoning him. The Jews gave a reason. We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God. The word that the Jews based on to stone Jesus was when Jesus declared, I and the Father are one, John 10, verse 30. Jesus knew that it is very difficult to explain for them this sentence. So he chose to explain by scripture and his work. Jesus used Psalm 82, verse 6, which states, I say you are God, Son of the Most High, all of you. In the Old Testament, God chose the deserted and sent them to people to judge people with deserted. Deserted were considered as God. This idea is more clear in the book of Exodus, when God said to Moses, "See, I make you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet." And Jesus concluded, "It is not written in the law, 'I said you are God'? If it called them God, to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father hath reconsecrated and sent into the world blasphemed before I said, 'I am the Son of God'?" Second, Jesus did his mighty work to show the Jew that he was sent by God. Jesus didn't only show them scriptural argument, but also his miraculous works he did among them, such as the multiplication of the loaf, healing all kinds of diseases, expelling demons, and raising the dead. These works show that he had God power. Jesus interrogated them, "If I do not perform my Father's work, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." They couldn't argue with him in word, nor found fault with him in deed. They should recognize the truth and believe in him. Instead, they chose to use power to suppress him. At the passing report, they try again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. After that, Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Why did Jesus come to this place? He knew that his hour in the world are coming to an end, and he wanted to find the strength where he began his ministry so that he can face all his adversaries. This is the place of his baptism, and the Father witnessed for him by the voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." They recognized the difference between Jesus and John the Baptist. John Baptist told them about Jesus, but didn't do any miracle. Jesus showed them that what John Baptist talked about him is the truth, and he did many miracles to back up that. Combination of both witnesses and deeds, many there began to believe in him. Application in life. We must be clever to recognize the truth, even though the truth can hurt and cause damage, because only the truth can set us free. God's prophet must confront the devil and worldly power. We can be afraid and yield to the power to the point that we don't dare to speak and to witness for the truth. We must respect those who speak and witness for the truth. Never yield power to see, to suppress, or to kill them. God is the judge. He shall protect and render justice for them. Amen.